So I hope you enjoyed that story of Margaret's bird, and I'm pretty certain that it must have resonated with you on some level, because it does resonate with all of us. This story resonates with me every time I tell it. I look at the areas and the aspects of my life where I'm choosing security over freedom. We all do this at times. We sometimes embrace the status quo and that we are comfortable with, instead of really pushing us ourselves for more of what we actually want. So let's just revisit some of the conversations that we've had with Karen throughout the course up until now. Now, some of the discussions that we've had, they did get a little bit raw, they got quite honest, but what has become quite evident is Karen's tendency to choose apathy, sometimes be a little bit lazy over really making the decisions and the choices that she wants to make to get her those things that she really wants to get more of in life. All right, so it's important that we now understand the part that understanding our core values play in the overriding life coaching process. All right, this just gives you a little bit of context and help you to understand why understanding our core values is massively important. Until we understand our core values and what actually drives us at the core, we're going to find it very, very difficult to make wise and well-informed decisions and say yes to those things that we really want to say yes to, that's fundamentally going to get us more of the things that we actually want to get. All right, what's true for us is going to be true for other people too. So I'm going to suggest that many life coaching trainings, even the ones that I've been on over the years, start out with looking at goals. All right. So I want to show you the back to front way that some coaching programs take. So some people start out and they'll say, right, it's important that in order to progress and move forward in life, we've got to start with personal goals. And then from personal goals, we're then going to establish what we want to achieve, what we want to do. And then we're going to figure out what our strategy is to get these personal goals. And once we know what our strategy is to get those goals, we're going to make sure that these goals are in alignment with our personal vision. And then once we are clear on what our personal vision is, we'll then make sure that our goals are in alignment with our personal mission. And then hopefully we'll then be motivated enough to go and make all these goals of ours happen. Now that's okay, all right? And all these aspects of the goal setting process and the action taking process are critical if we do actually want to accomplish anything in life. But what I am going to suggest is that based upon my experience, I've found that looking at goals from the opposite direction generally tends to be a bit more empowering for our clients. All right? And this is also how I look at my goals. So, this is the core values section. We looked in that last video, the difference between security and freedom. Sometimes we will sacrifice our freedom to have some security. Sometimes if we want more freedom, or if we want more in our lives tomorrow than what we've got today, we're going to have to sacrifice our security so that we can get more freedom. All right. And what I'm saying here is that we've got to be crystal clear on what we are actually wanting to accomplish first and foremost, never mind goals, i.e. the details, the practicalities of what we want more of in our life are irrelevant. What we've got to get clear on what our actual priorities are. Do we just want security in our life, or do we want freedom? Or could freedom and security actually coexist? Would that be okay? We each get to decide, by the way. All right, so this is where this is the approach that I like to take to life coaching. And bear in mind, this is just my way, all right? This is the way that I've found works for me. It's worked for most of my clients over the years. It hasn't worked for everyone, but it usually helps me to get quite good results. You can take this or leave it. It's entirely up to you. But once we've got crystal clear on who our clients are, or once they've become clearer on who they are, the natural progression then is to get establish what we actually want on a core values level, which we're going to unpack in the couple of videos that follow in much more detail. All right, you can see how they all are completely intrinsically and interconnectedly linked. So it's our values that kind of give us this personal mission, right? If I was to ask you right now, what did you get out of bed for this morning? What would you say? You're going to most likely say, well, I got out of bed this morning to take the kids to school, or go about my daily routine, or study my course, or something like that. Or you perhaps got out of bed this morning so you could go to work. All right, ultimately, it's good to work in life. If we don't work, then we're not going to make any money, which means we're not going to be able to meet our core physiological needs. All right, so once we've established that we get out of bed in the morning to do some form of work, be this paid, unpaid, in whatever context, we can then ask ourselves the question, okay, so why do we go to work? Well, we go to work to fundamentally be remunerated, to make money. We need to make money. Why? Because we want to keep food on the table, we want to keep a roof over our head, meet our physiological needs, as I've mentioned, and also build up some reserves in the background so we feel a little bit more secure. But if I was to then ask you, okay, so for what purpose do you want to feel secure in life? What then would you say? All right. All right. These are just tougher questions. There's no right or wrong answer, but we've got to look there. So when we start looking at ourselves on this level, we can start getting clearer on what our personal mission actually is, all right? This is for each of us to determine what we're actually driven by here. Is our personal vision just to make money? Is our personal mission just to make a name for ourselves? Just to be seen by people? Or is it to make a positive difference in the world, to make an impact on some level? Be this on a one-on-one basis, working with one-on-one clients, or by setting up a social enterprise or a charity or volunteering in a charity group or pioneering some world-changing movement. Guess what? You're only a couple of decisions away from getting started in any of these things, my friend, all right? But whether you get there or not is going to be determined by your tendency to prioritize freedom over stability and security. So once we're clear on our personal mission, we then want to just establish what our personal vision actually is, and who and what we want to become. All right, now I think I mentioned in the last section of the course that my personal vision at the moment is to become a father. I want to be a dad. At the stage of life that I'm currently at, this is just now my time. But going back 10 years ago, I wanted to be pioneering. I wanted to be the guy who would pioneer a world movement. 10 years later, I've done it. We've pioneered an ecology, all right? We're pretty much transforming the way that the modern applied psychologies are trained and practiced and delivered. All right, so done what I set out to do. But my personal mission was, you know, what we value the most. I wanted freedom. I wanted to be valuable. I wanted to impact and transform the world. My vision now is I still want to impact the world, but now I'm looking at my children. Right, I want to make leave a legacy in life through my children by investing into them. All right, so I've gone from the big vision and I'm now focusing just a little bit smaller. All right, but not any less or significant. It's not more or less significant than the greater vision. It's just different. Personal strategy, right? How will we gauge our success? There's an old saying: you will know a person by their fruits. All right, and just link this idea back to the standard from earlier on. All right, it's not going to be wise for us to invest or give our time to people who aren't receiving that which we're sharing with them and putting the ideas or the concepts that we're sharing in practice. Say, for example, we have a couple of coaching sessions with someone, and at the end of each coaching session, I would always leave a person with some homework. If a client doesn't complete the homework, they are not going to get any more of my time. And I don't care what excuses they come up with or what reasons. I don't care if the queen dies. If a person does not complete their homework, they are not going to get any more of my time until they have done what they have said they were going to do. Why? Because this is the level of accountability that I want to integrate into my coaching to make sure that people take action. If a person's not willing to take action, they're not going to get more of my time until they do. I will certainly not be referred to as the guy who doesn't help people make an impact. But bear in mind, people are only ever going to change their lives once they're committed to the process of taking action. All right, so how will we gauge our success? Well, I like to gauge my personal success in life by the impact that I make on other people. And it's not that I'm actually making the impact, but if I communicate well and if I explain myself well, articulately, clearly, then people will hopefully embrace the ideas that I teach, that I share, build them into their own lives, and change. start becoming more relational. They might even go on to start making a positive impact in other people. So say, for example, I'm training people, right? What's my ultimate goal for a training course such as this? Well, my ultimate goal isn't just for you to watch this course and at the end of it say, congratulations, that was a really enjoyable program. I think I've learned some stuff about myself and I feel better within myself. That's actually quite meaningless for me. What would be meaningful for me is that you take some of these ideas and then you go and start making a social impact. You start taking these ideas and sharing them with others, perhaps in a school environment or in the prisons, or you're a single mum, you start sharing them with other single mums, or in a context that is appropriate and relevant for you. Remember, we give a man a fish, he eats for today. We teach a man how to fish, he eats for a lifetime. But when we teach other people how to teach people how to fish, and we do this effectively, we can actually work together and play a part in ending world hunger. So I want to see these ideas, these universal truths and principles reach the far ends of the earth. And they're not just going to happen through me, they'll happen through you and your willingness to put these principles into practice in your own life first and foremost. Self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, social awareness, social management. Remember that process. All right, so my personal strategy for this is by gauging the effectiveness of those people that I invest my time into. Hence the reason we built Ecology, because I can see exactly where people are at, right? Helps me to, you know, gauge whether I'm on track, whether I'm communicating clearly, well, articulately, concisely, and being the kind of person for other people that they actually need me to be. My goal is never to be the kind of person for other people that they want me to be, because that's always to do with preferences. But who people need me to be is always going to be different. So my personal goals, how we aim to achieve our vision. Well, this is always going to be kind of short-term stuff, all right? If I'm going to be a good dad, then this might mean that I need to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning so I can get a, you know, half hour, 45 minutes worth of good exercise in so that I'm prepared for the day to engage with my children so that I can, you know, cook them a healthy breakfast and keep on top of the housework. It might mean that I've just got to get them to school on time. It might mean that I need to clear my diary, do 8 hours work in 4 hours through the day when they're at school so that on a night time I'm available to help them in their homework and stuff like that, all right? Our goals are going to change as our life circumstances do forever, all right? So you'll see that our personal goals are always going to be reflective of our personal mission. Our personal mission is always going to be to fulfill and meet our core values, which we're only ever going to be able to do effectively once we understand what they are. Are you with me? So this is just for you. This isn't necessarily something that you need to share with your clients. This is just something that you need to understand personally as a life coach, all right? When we are operating and coaching people on a identity values level first, then it makes it easier for us as coaches to hold our clients to account, to make sure that the decisions that they're making as they pursue the personal vision and all that sort of thing, that their decisions are actually in alignment with what they claim to value and prioritize the most. Are you with me? If not, don't worry, all will become a lot more apparent in the 45 minutes or so that follows.